maps that sharply favor one political party. In rulings from Wisconsin and Maryland, the justices gave little clarity to when partisan gerrymandering goes further than the law allows. Last Thursday, 10 people visiting a Daytona Beach amusement park were on a ride called the Sandblaster. The ride derailed, and one of the passengers, Amanda Bostic, told GMA that things did not seem right from the start.
As the ride started, it was shaky. It didn't feel as stable as other rides that we had been on. It seemed to be going a lot faster than I felt comfortable with. As we had went around the turn, it felt as if it wasn't completely attached to those tracks.
Bostic then talks about what she remembered next.
I remember hearing a lot of screeching, a lot of metallic, a lot of sounds that just weren't right. I closed my eyes, I held on. I remember being airborne, feeling as if I was falling. And then the next thing I remember was coming to on the ground looking up. I was told that I bounced from support beam to support beam like a pinball, but I don't know that. I was told that. I don't remember any of that.
Bostic was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with a concussion. Now, what's interesting is the roller coaster had been shut down for a month but was given permission to open on the day that the accident happened. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are back, and we are ready to dive in.
We are diving in. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Ludwig, you've got us Facebook streaming.
Yes, sir.
Miles, have you been watching any of the memes pop up all over the place during the week? All kinds of different stuff showing... some of them were really great. Hillary Clinton, during the campaign, saying that tweets alone, you need a professional, et cetera. Tweets alone won't work with North Korea. And then, of course, it shows her sitting in what looks like a rest home and Trump in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. Just a whole slew of them. Ludwig, I think you were talking earlier before we went on the air about, what was that about the Second Amendment?
If you want liberals to defend the Second Amendment, tell everybody Trump's taking away guns.
And then they'll defend the Second Amendment.
Yep.
You said that because there were a bunch of folks on the liberal side, the very liberal side, that were having a fit that he is pausing the...
War games.
Yeah. That just a few weeks ago they were saying is going to cause World War III.
Yeah, how dare he do these war games?
And now they're going, how dare he stop these war games? Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep up with them. You've almost got to write notes.
And... Chuckie Schumer, this deal isn't verifiable.
Well, it's not the deal, really, actually.
It's not a deal yet.
This is what Miles, to your credit, Miles, has been saying all along, that this is the, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the opening door, the beginning volley, the step to say, is there a process for peace?
Do you meet somebody and get married the first day?
You may have.
No.
That poor woman, she's a nice lady, too, folks.
But when you ask to go on a date, right, that's the plan, is if you're trying to date somebody to see if they're going to be a partner for life.
Yep.
That's the same thing we got here. They went on their first date, and they're going to continue down the road.
Oh, that's an ugly thought. moving on to the news, LATimes.com. This is from early in the week. Radical plan to split California into three states earns spot on November ballot. Miles, have you got a prediction? What's going to happen with that ballot referendum, keeping in mind that California is different than Illinois, meaning their referendums actually have an impact rather than a warm, fuzzy suggestion to the legislature?
Yeah, I don't see this coming off.
You think
that's my own personal prediction.
You think the folks in California are going to vote against splitting up California?
Yeah.
Do you really? I'm Ludwig, since you were so wonderful on missing the agreement by one calendar date, what say you on this topic?
I could see that they would see the benefit for pushing for this, like you had said before. That's now an extra of 4 senators.
Yeah, they get one of the things that they've been whining about out of California, all across the Democratic spectrum, is that the way the Electoral College works, they don't get enough representation for who they are. In fact, they referred to their own popular votes as wasted votes. And so, I mean, if whoever the money is behind this, I understand there's some billionaire that's advancing it, but whoever the money is behind it, that person gets to say, no, this is a way for us to garner the credit for that we deserve, in their view. I don't know. I have a tendency to think it's got a better chance than that.
I don't see this affecting the Electoral College, though. They still have the same
number. I agree with
number.
That. Yeah, I agree with that. But the sales pitch, well, I don't think it'll hurt them, but the sales pitch is just what we said. They'll have 4 more U.S. Senators, and that will, again, even their right wing is what I'd identify as squishy middle at best. Their idea of right wing is Jeb Bush. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Who's a Kennedy. He married into the family, and they were just as squishy as can be. I don't know. I don't think it's out of the realm yet. That's my opinion of that. I was not surprised that it made its way to the ballot. So now I've not seen any polling on it. Speaking of no polling on Stabenow, have either one of you two seen polling on this California thing to measure where the folks are out there on this issue?
No, I
haven't seen any. I didn't know this was on the ballot until yesterday.
Well, we've talked about it several times over the last few months.
Well, I knew it was a topic, but I didn't know if they had actually got signatures for it. Does the Congress have to approve this?
I don't know that, to be honest with you. I know that Congress would have to deal with a secession, and I think Congress would have to recognize those 2 new states.
Yeah.
So it'd be a form of granting statehood, right? Miles, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the article talked about the California legislature would have to approve it, Congress would have to approve it. So, I mean, it's a long and winding road, even if it passed.
So if Congress has to approve it, then that suggests that President Trump would have to sign it.
The article didn't say that. I'd have to go back and look at the Constitution.
Right. Well, we need to do that somewhere over the next few weeks to see what direction this is actually going. Right now, I can't. And you may be exactly right, Miles. This may be all spin. And, in fact, it could be probably compared to, possibly at least, the marijuana thing in Michigan, where it's got nothing to do with marijuana. It's about turning out the extreme crazy left. And folks, I'm just telling you, skip the marijuana argument for a minute. It's about turning out votes. And this may exactly be a way about making sure they get vote turnout rather than the issue itself. Time will tell on that. Politicians fear for safety as threats against Congress skyrockets. And I ask, what's happening to our culture? Folks, that's an article from the New York Post. And it chronicles several congressional leaders, both parties, that fear for their life, and where they're hiring bodyguards. Several of them are wearing body armor, meaning flak jackets, like an undergarment for law enforcement. A number of the congressmen and congresswomen have had conversations with the D.C. Police Department about being deputized down there, because D.C., you can't carry a firearm unless you're law enforcement. There's a lot of congressional representation across the political spectrum that have fear for their safety. Man, where are we at as a culture? What do you think, Miles?
Does anyone talk about this at all during your cruise?
This didn't come up on the cruise, but I've had a number of conversations with several Michigan's congressional delegation, several of our U.S. representatives. Most of the conversation came, that I had at least, was following the baseball game shooting. And then the issue's kind of fallen off, I thought, till I stumbled on this article. and realize that these folks are still wrestling with that. They're getting death threats. They've got people following them. There's a whole laundry list of why they feel not safe. They've ramped up security at their homes. And by the way, most of them, not all of them, some of them are Democrats and they've got crazy big gigantic mansions. But most of these folks are living in upscale middle class homes. And, you know, it's just a fascinating trend to say, and we've talked about the president and the White House in the past in terms of security, where there was a time, not that in our district, even during the Civil War, where Lincoln was out walking around the yard and walked to get his telegrams and walked to the, and you could go there and knock on the front door and get let in. And I thought, we've come from there to where our congressional representatives have fear for themselves on both sides of the aisle. That's concerning to me. Not for them, by the way. I don't want to see anybody hurt. But it pauses me to look at the culture and say, really? Are we that unhinged and that engaged in this that we can't control ourselves?
Gina and I were talking about this on the way home from the cruise.
Gina, your bride.
My wife, yeah. Yep. On how weird it is that the congressman is just hanging out with everybody and there's no security. And she goes, he had security? You could see him. I said, no, he doesn't. I said, in fact, we were at a county convention and one of the speakers got a little unhinged. And then the police were called just in case because the congressman was there.
Right.
So, no, they do not have security. She was shocked.
Mostly they don't. The ones that I've traveled with, including the one you're referencing, I've been to lunches and breakfasts and dinners, and it's just no different than having lunch with you, but I can't go there. That's just terrible.
I know. It's way more fun with me. So.
Oh, my goodness. But they don't have security.
No.
And they're just regular. They're supposed to be, in my view, they're supposed to be just representative of the folks. And as we ramp up, as the rhetoric ramps up and they become more fearful for themselves, that's, to me, the next trade-off that we're making in terms of whether they're part of us or some new sect. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look, RenegadeRiver.com.
Ryan Thomas, that's a very, very good idea. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Guys, let's change gears and direction and even millennia for a moment. Reading an article from the ZeroHedge.com, title is, If Only We'd Listened to Ike, Inside the Deep State. Miles, in fact, this is, I think, kind of one of your entries, at least from your sources. When I read the article, of course, we've heard lots about the warning that Ike gave us about the military-industrial complex, and that was kind of my interpretation of what this about. But during the week this week, we've talked a number of different times about the relationship that the United States has had with Europe following World War II and how we're seeing a shift in it. And it only took like 73 years for us to start to see a shift in our relationship. We've been in this perpetual protectionist reconstruction mode of Europe, not of America, of Europe, since the ending of World War II. We're seeing a shift in it, but I'm with the article. I think that's what's powered the deep state. Miles, what was your take on this topic?
Yeah, I mean, clearly Eisenhower, I think, was on to something, although that might be my political bent and the way I wanted to interpret the speech, which clearly predates my birth. But I thought some of the things that it was pointing to around health, I saw that as kind of a weak side to the argument, given that we all knew the boomers were going to turn gray and that there would be a higher emphasis on health as the boomers entered their twilight years.
I agree with that. And folks, what he's talking about is that the article seems to try to take several different paths to warrant their overall position, and I think some of them were weak, and that may have been the weakest one. I absolutely agree with you there. But in terms of the military-industrial complex, the capitalist side of this, and I'm obviously a devout capitalist, make no mistake, but When we have to use that term, a military-industrial complex, and folks, I'm telling you, there are communities that exist on just the concept of foreign defense in almost every state in the Union, and you'd be shocked how local they are, even near our flagship here in Muskegon. They're all over West Michigan, up north, out west, where we're being heard in California. It's a phenomenon to me that we're not, as a culture, saying, you know, I think the war is over now, 73 years into it. Maybe we can stop worrying about rebuilding and keeping them safe, which has really been our bent. If we're still defending, think about this for a minute. We've still got bases that we established following World War I. We're still maintaining and arming and defending bases from World War I. And then, yes, World War II. Last I saw the numbers, we've got a combined of military and civilian personnel stretched across 150 sovereign country states in almost 1,000 bases. And you go, wait a minute. That really is the military-industrial complex. It is the deep state. It's what powers it. It's where this money is coming from. When we look at the military budget, by the way, it's almost like I'm agreeing with the Democrats here. When they look at the budget and say, this budget is out of control, we should be doing where I disagree with them is the we should be doing part. But to say that we shouldn't whittle it down, what I'd be calling for is the most robust military the world has ever seen defending the United States of America and its borders. Not countries I can't pronounce where we haven't... just some of it gets nonsensical and it just powers the bureaucracy. Ludwig?
Well, part of this article is about the industrial complex.
Right.
And you can definitely see the correlation that they're speaking of here in terms of the drug industry complex, the real estate industry complex, the college industry complex. Brought me to a time I asked one of our representatives at one point when the auto insurance reform was coming around. I'm like, you think it's going to pass?
A state rep or a U.S. senator?
A state.
Rep? Okay.
And he said, no. I said, well, we control the government here in Michigan. This should pass easily.
Sure.
It was, oh, no, there's too much money involved.
Right.
And that's what his whole point here behind this industrial complex was, that money and the deep state will control everything by controlling the politicians through funding.
Sure.
And you can see it. I think the points that they have here with the industrial complexes are right. The military one, I disagree on the terms of we didn't start World War One, we didn't start World War Two. When Ike was talking about it, we had been in four major conflicts already, blah, blah, blah. We didn't start any of those. We were brought into them, whether it's through aid or direct conflict.
Sure.
But I can see when he correlated this to Vietnam with LBJ lying to get us in.
Well,
I can see that correlation.
But Kennedy started us there. We have to be fair. That was, I'm not taking a shot at either one of them. But Kennedy had a force in there that was designed for supervisory and instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept getting bigger and kept getting bigger. And then Johnson really, really ramped it up. Listen, the folks that were anti-war, they wanted to take Nixon out and burn him in the street, when in truth, he's the guy that he said, you want us out? He pulled out and he left more military surplus in Vietnam than the entire military of the United Kingdom had at the time. That's the suction that we had when we pulled out of there.
Yeah,
it's an ugly thing, but the military-industrial complex's response to him doing that is, we just need to build more. And everyone gets a percent. But when you were telling the story about the state rep, it reminded me of running for office. And I sat down trying to get the endorsement of a former state representative who was at the time the RNC committee man for the state of Michigan to the RNC. Very good friend of mine. He's taken a lot of arrows in the press over the years. Been on the show a number of times back then. And I was seeking his endorsement. He gave me the example. He says, okay, your campaign fund is almost broke. And one of the major, he said the name, I'm not going to, but a major insurance company comes to you and says, we'll max out a contribution to you for this vote. He says, there's your situation. You're financially broke. Your coffers are done. They're offering to max out, what sort of folks were talking about, $5,000. Do you do the vote for $5,000? No, you don't do the vote for $5,000. Then he gave me the endorsement. But listen, his kind of thinking is why he was under perpetual attack the entire time he was in office and the entire time that he was the RNC committee man for Michigan. A perpetual attack from his own party, largely. I don't agree with the guy on everything. What I did tell him on the air is, we need someone like you to be out there telling the truth and fighting for these things. They wanted to destroy the guy.
Do you think this is why Trump is hated so much, as he can't be bought by the industrial complex?
Listen, if you look at the real estate as it went through the 2008-2009 crash, the immediate community around Washington, D.C., it went up.
Mm-hmm.
The entire rest of the United States, all of it, doesn't matter which state you pick, it all went down. Every community in the United States went down that we could find, save one. And that was the folks stretched around Washington, D.C. Not D.C., we're talking about Alexandria, etc. And when you stand back and look at that, and then you've got some guy like Trump in there throwing Miles' bowling balls, saying this system's broken, they're going, no, it ain't, it works just fine. Look what we got. Is that right, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so we have to put a little bit of this in context, right? Because
yep.
As Obama was growing the government, he's bringing more and more people locally to the Washington, D.C. area, and so that, by virtue of that growth, is going to build business and increase real estate prices.
I agree with that, but my only pushback, or the only caveat I would add to it, is that you would be hard-pressed to find a president in the 20th century that didn't grow government at an exponential rate. Every single one of them, both parties, even Jimmy Carter. if it could be said that he did anything right, if the goal was to grow government, he did it. GW did it profoundly, hugely. So while you've got a bunch of conservatives, part of the Republican Party, even if they don't identify as Republican, that were voting for him, we're demanding small r Republican form of self-government, a limited constitutional government, and GW is growing it. I think he grew it at least at the same rate as Obama did.
He doubled the debt.
And he was able to point to 9/11 as an excuse. And I went, wait a minute. How is spending trillions of dollars and tripling the size of government a defense against a 9/11 airplane attack? It's all about growing government and people making money. To me, I hang it all off the concept, not directly to, but the concept of the military-industrial complex, only in the sense that it's about money in D.C. and legislators making money off of side deals. We talked about this last week. When $180-some-thousand income, they go in usually on the richer side of middle class, and they come out as millionaires. And you go, wait a minute. Wait. Something's broken. To me, that's all connected to the concept of it. But listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the National Sheriff's Association. She discussed what's going on between parents and their children being separated at the border.
To address these issues, we've asked Congress to change a law to allow for the expeditious return of unaccompanied alien children, regardless of their country of origin. We are also asking Congress to allow us to keep families together while they are detained. These fixes would go a long way toward discouraging families from sending children on the harrowing journey to the U.S.
President Trump also delivered the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting.
We'll take that frontier, which is largely unknown by man or woman, and you will learn everything there is to know about it. And what you're doing is so important. Remember, economically, militarily, scientifically, there's no place like space.
This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3444. 1-3. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we have more to cover.
Yes, we do, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. And speaking of Ludwig von Wiedendorski, it is time for this week's installment of Ludwig's Screwball Award. We have five nominations to vote from. He's looking at the list going, yeah, I see. I see what you're doing. So here we are, folks. We got Alec Baldwin. Ludwig, remind me, what pearls of wisdom did he share with us that earned a nomination for Alec?
That he would absolutely 100% with certainty beat Trump in 2020 if he ran for president.
He's going to run for president, or do you think he's just having funsies? I hope he runs.
Did imply that he was or wasn't.
Listen,
but
I'm not a rich person, but if he's going to run, I'm going to send him some money. I want him to run. Oh. Get into the ring.
I'm never encouraging anybody.
I want him in the ring.
After we saw everybody encourage Trump and say exactly what you're saying, we got Trump.
Do you think that Alec Baldwin has a chance of becoming president?
No.
Is our culture that depraved that he would win? He's not allowed on my TV set.
I think
I'm
a
just
celebrity could
he
win.
He comes on, and I change the channel. He's not allowed on my TV.
Yeah, no, I don't
He's
watch
a foul,
him.
The way he talked to his daughter, I don't respect men, fathers, that treat their children, regardless of whether it's a son or a daughter. Get off my television. You're not welcome in my home. Mm-hmm. So I think this is one of your nominations.
He'd want to be elected president and then do his entire presidency as impersonating Trump.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Well, when he did this, he announced it, or was talking about on the Howard Stern show, and I guess Howard said you should run as Trump.
There you go. Very nice. Bill Maher, I can't stand the guy. I don't watch the show. Ugh. Miles, what did Bill earn a spot on here?
So apparently on a show, this is the guy that was calling for a nasty recession so that Trump's numbers would crater.
Yeah, he literally said that. Literally said that. I know this will hurt some people, but I'm calling for a recession. And you go, who are these people? And when you look at what a recession does, especially to the folks that have lesser incomes, doesn't hurt the uber rich like Bill. Doesn't hurt them. He didn't miss a beat when the recession was full swing during the housing crisis and throughout the Obama administration, when the unemployment was absolutely sky high in the black community, the Hispanic community, women were at an all-time high for unemployment. It didn't bother him a bit. So when he calls for a recession, the folks that actually support that moron, I hope they understand who it is that he's targeting with that idiocy. All out of because he doesn't like Trump.
Yep. Says the only way to get rid of Trump is to have a bad recession. So please, economy, fail.
But think about that. That's just stellar to me. He's definitely earned a spot on here. Listen, folks, I put on mainstream media in total, and I did. I know that's kind of vague, and I apologize. But everywhere I went this week, watching the North Korean, the summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump, all of the media, all of it, were parading out these pinheaded people that were saying the opposite things of what they said the week before. Like you pointed out at the beginning of the show where they were talking about the war games. He's going to cause a nuclear war if he doesn't stop that nonsense. He just ended it without anything in trade. But wait a minute. How can these rationales come out of your brain, out of your lips, in the same 10-day period, and you don't even blink, you don't blush or anything? It's just an unadulterated, bold-faced lie, a manipulation of the citizens' minds that are watching it. And that to me, puts them squarely on the Ludwig's Screwball Award. Robert De Niro, who did you nominate him? How did he get on this list?
He was at the Tony Awards.
This is the F-bomb guy.
Yeah, and he got up there and he said, forget Trump is now going to be F-Trump.
But he's always saying sensational stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, is this Robert De Niro? Is he a big guy in the acting world? Is he a big deal? Anyone that listens to the show knows that you two are vastly more culturally engaged than I am. I proudly say that, by the way. But go ahead, Miles. He's a big deal or no?
He certainly was. He hasn't as of late.
So in the last 10 years, he's really not been in a big home run or Ludwig thinks he has.
The Meet the Fockers.
Was that a big deal?
Three of those movies he was in. Yeah, they did well.
That stuff just turns me off. I'm a dinosaur. As soon as they reel that stuff out, I think I watched about 5 minutes of one of the three. I didn't even know there was three.
Well, he did the Bernie Madoff special for HBO, which was really good. I love Robert De Niro as an actor. I won't watch him anymore now over all this, but in Goodfellas, a Casino, and all those, he's awesome. But what he's trying to spew and trying to start as a nation, I'm done.
Like me with Meryl Streep. If she's in a movie, I'm out. Done. Sally Fields.
The thing I've never quite understood about all these actors taking a dump on Flyover Country.
Right. Is Flyover Country makes them multimillionaires.
Yeah, because it goes back to what you said many moons ago when you said, never get mad at your money.
Amen. It's a
And I just see this as them getting mad at their money.
That's exactly right. Now, listen, during somewhere early this week, and I shouldn't bring it up because I can't remember who said it, but one of them out there, one of the big names out there, was calling for Hollywood to go on an absolute strike until Trump resigns. And I got to tell you, my world wouldn't change at all. I wouldn't miss them a bit.
Save money.
They're even ruining Star Trek. Folks, I love the Star Trek series, the movies. I've even liked the new crew that they put in to try to mimic the original crew. I've liked it. Now you got that foul-mouthed, crazy guy that's turned it into an R-rated movie filled with politics. Folks, I love politics, but I just want to be entertained. I don't want you to beat me up with either side, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm pushing back on progressives and I'm a conservative. I just want to be entertained. I want to take a break from that stuff and go be entertained. Star Trek always presented a possibility that there'll be something better in the future. And now they got that nitwit in there, he's going to ruin it. I don't think I'm going to go see it. I don't know how they're going to talk me into going to see it.
Oh, you're talking about the director.
The director. Oh, Tarantino, is that his name?
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
This guy's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
He's just a puke. I'm sorry, he's a scum. And they're going to take that guy and they're going to ruin what I consider to be a great franchise that I've really enjoyed since I was a young boy.
Well, I think part of the reason they're doing it is, wasn't it J.J. Abrams was the director before? And if you watch any of his movies, it's very American and really
this is America. But this is America.
Well, not Hollywood.
Well, then Hollywood needs to go find a country where it isn't in America.
It's creating one called California.
Oh, God bless them. That's the secession I'm calling for.
Yeah.
I've just had enough. To me, they ruin everything that they touch. Okay, the last one on the list is Ludwig himself. He's looking at the list. Not on my list. Yes, it is.
No, I'm not on it.
Miles, is he on it? You've got the list copy also. Do you see his name on there?
Oh,
I see it. There you are.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, you see it.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, everyone sees
it. That's it, Brian. Really?
And Ludwig was nominated just for being Ludwig. There's nothing he can do about it. You kind of feel bad. Folks, you got to see his face. Like, why do you do this to me every week?
What did I do?
Exactly. All right, let's do a vote. Miles, who are you voting for off this list?
Well, I'm going to go with De Niro.
Are you? Brian Thomas?
Definitely the mainstream media.
You're with the mainstream media?
Bill Maher.
You're with Bill Maher? I'm still in mainstream media. I'm with Brian Thomas on this, mainstream media.
They could win it every week.
I think they went over the top this week. I really do.
I think over the top, yeah.
I think they absolutely, if you scan the channels, you've got MSNBC, while it's happening, opining at great length about whether Trudeau was offended, and I'm assuming they're talking about his eyebrows falling off.
Just a flip-flopping.
They went above and beyond as a way to subdue this success.
De Niro doesn't surprise me. He's done it before. Yeah, Maher doesn't surprise me.
I think Bill Maher went too far. I did. But when I looked at the mainstream media, knowing that they're so invested into the Democratic Party, and they didn't hide it. I mean, they went absolutely off the hook trying to lower the value of this meeting. It hasn't happened in 68 years. We've been in a state of war. So I don't care whether you like President Trump. I don't care who you like, but wowzers. He tells me we're going to a break, folks. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothco outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And thanks for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And you're just in time for the Enigma Report.
There is an Enigma Report, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Before we get to the Enigma, just so you can imagine this, during the commercial break, we were whipping votes. Each of us were whipping votes to see if we could garner more votes on our respective favorite nominees for the Ludwig's Screwball of the Award Week. But where we left off is we've got Brian and myself and Katie on Facebook. We're all with mainstream media, so mainstream media in total wins the Ludwig Screwball of the Award. I still think Ludwig qualified for at least a runner-up or a tie. He did. Don't you think so, Miles Bauer? He's just sitting with a big grin, shaking his head. Listen, the enigma for me, what's more important, partisan victory or the future of our children and their children? It really that simple, and it's kind of the mainstream media, a little bit far, but I'm looking at what the mainstream media has been saying, I'm looking at what Democratic elected leadership has been saying, their party apparatus is both state and federally, and it's amazing me. It's all various forms of parroting what Bill Maher said when he was calling for a recession, and the other ding dong. The other path is to say, yes, let's stay on the path with nuclear war. So I'm thinking, okay, you want a recession, you want nuclear war, and those risking those two things are lesser of a concern to you than getting Trump out of office. Folks, I'm telling you, are we this partisan? Are we this off the hook that this makes sense to anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get, listen, I didn't like Obama at all. I still respected the presidency of the United States. I respected the Oval Office. I respected the structure of how our small, our Republican form of self-governance works. I even respected how the man won. I did. I don't like it. I didn't vote for him either time. I think you did, Ludwig.
Never.
I didn't. But I didn't start calling for everything contrary to the values and the safety of the United States and our children's children. That to me is just, it's insanity is what it is. It's not rational thinking. So I'm hearing my old man say, you can't rationalize with an irrational mind. I'm reminding myself of that. It's irrational to call for Trump's removal, even if the trade-off is a recession. It's irrational to stay on a war path rather than have Trump have a success. It's irrational to think that way. It just is. Do all of their roads lead through the November election? And nothing else matters to them. Ludwig, is this just the way it is, and that's what we become as a people?
I think as a population we're not, but the media is, the politicians are, and unfortunately, those two drive what people think. And if you have a normal conversation with someone on the other side and ask them a easy question, like, okay, they were deported, but they had 12 years to get citizenship, why didn't they? They go, that's besides the fact.
Right.
Well, that's an easy question. Why didn't they?
Right.
That's why they're being deported, because they didn't do the proper things.
Sometimes when I watch the political arena in total, I'm not taking a shot at any partisanship or any ideology. Sometimes when I watch the American political arena in total, it makes me feel like we're all watching a football game or a basketball game, U of M versus Michigan State, and people are just impassioned over their side winning without any definition to what that victory means. Mm-hmm. Miles, what say you?
Well, I was going to say, I'd want to make one clarification. I did not like Obama's policies. I did not know Obama, so I don't know about him as a person per se, other than some of the actions that he took in the office. And so sometimes I think people kind of come unglued when you say, well, I didn't like Obama. What you really meant was you didn't like the policies that he espoused, or perhaps some of the ways he attempted to implement some of his policies that I disagreed with.
Miles, you're exactly right with that. And in fact, to your point, the way I verbalized it almost put me in the cast of the folks that I'm opining over, that I'm complaining about. I appreciate your point because it's very well made and accurate. Go ahead.
Yeah, so yes, there is a bit of a football game here type of mentality, and I think some of it goes to something that we've talked about previously in the past. Some of the more passionate liberals or progressives, I think that they view progressivism as almost a religion, where I don't know that I necessarily view my Reaganistic ideas as a religion per se.
Oh, I think that's very accurate. And even while you're talking, Ludwig's nodding up and down like a Cheshire cat. I think you're exactly right with that. And that may be one of the divides, and it may be how it is that we've got folks being threatened and folks saying a recession is better than Trump. But sometimes it reminds me of when you get a 15-yard penalty and you're thrilled, even if you know that the call was bad, you're thrilled. But if that same call were made against your team and you know it's bad, now your hair's on fire and you're screaming. You know, listen, a bad call is a bad call. And I think that the institutions of our government are more important than a football team. And indeed, I think they're more important than any one president. which is why when I stated my objection to President Obama's positions and his general ideology, the policies he was advancing, I reject them. Most of them, by the way, along the path while we were on the show over the last 6 years, when he did things that I identified with, I didn't pretend that he didn't do the things I liked. I acknowledged the things that he did that I liked. In total, I disagreed with his ideology, but it wasn't, to your point, it wasn't a religion. I wasn't calling for the downfall of the United States. I wasn't hoping North Korea whooped him. I wasn't doing any of those things. And my mindset doesn't, it's not that I don't allow myself to, my mindset doesn't even think that way.
I always go back to the idea of if you're on a plane and you didn't like the pilot, you would hope that he'd crash it.
That's kind of what they're saying.
Trump's our pilot. We're on the plane. Yep. You want him to crash it into a mountain?
Yeah, there's a screaming baby four rows back. I hope this plane goes down.
Yeah, I don't.
I saw the guy's hair, and I didn't like him when I watched him go behind that rat. And you start rash. That's a great analogy because it's really what we're talking about. We're all on this airplane, and somebody doesn't like the captain or hoping the plane goes down. That's nutty to me.
They honestly don't think it's going to affect them.
But that's why I try to reduce this debate to a football game.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, they're going, okay, that was a bad call. Let's go home. Well, the stakes are much higher here than a bad call. These are big things that involve people's lives. It's like the whole debate with Obamacare. That we want free health care, but people can't afford health care now. You got free health care, but folks can't afford it. And that was the math of it. But the fact that they wanted the victory more than the results, they wanted, to your point, throughout that era, Ludwig, they wanted the insurance more than they cared about health care itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crisis to me when your ideology has become a religion and you refuse to see any of the facts.
Miles, I think that's a great point, the religion thing, because people will fight to the death for the religion.
Yep.
And I really think that people will fight to the death over this right now.
But that's how you get civil wars.
Yeah.
When it gets to the point where the system of election doesn't work for some people, evidently out of a religious fervor, and I think that, Miles, I think you really hit the nail on the head with that. They see this to the level of a religious fervor, and that's dangerous.
A lot of my students, man, if you ask them if they think the government's stable or there'll be a civil war, they'll tell you it's unstable and we are headed towards a civil war.
Yeah, but I don't, and listen, I write books about it, but the problem with that is the general concept, and I've talked about this before, the old whiskey advertisement from the 70s. So at the back of a magazine, there was a bottle of whiskey with a glass with two ice cubes in it. And what you didn't see was that in the ice cubes, there was a skull and crossbones because people's brains are drawn a little bit to negative. And I don't understand the psychology of it, but it worked enough where the federal government made them stop doing that. It was a form of subliminal advertising. I say that because people's alarm bells go off for negative. It draws their attention.
Mm-hmm.
That was McMaster's, by the way. I'm pretty sure it was McMaster's. I don't want to get myself in trouble, but I think it was. We're talking in the 70s, and it drew people's eyes to it, and they may not have consciously been aware of it. So the human brain sees things that we're not attributing to it, and I think that's part of the debate here. But I think the biggest thing I've gotten out of this enigma was, Miles, your point about religion, because for some of the folks that I've watched at town hall meetings that didn't look like they were capable of controlling themselves, that was a religious fervor. That's exactly right. Folks, listen, do me a favor. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TalkMikeHewitt. But mostly, go to Facebook where we stream this show most often. You can go back and look at it. You can send us a message. Tell us we're right or we're wrong. Please share it. By the way, if you like the show, give us 5 stars. Absolutely follow us on Facebook. Go to themikehewittshow.com where you'll find a whole bunch of other stuff, affiliates and the 60 seconds of common sense that we do every week. Ludwig, Miles, Brian, thank you very much. Mostly, folks, thank you very, very much. We'll see you soon.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you.
You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Cool.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A country without borders is not a country at all. We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country without going through a process. We want a merit-based immigration system.
President Trump earlier today at the White House, he was delivering the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. The president is still taking heat from both sides of the aisle regarding the zero-tolerance policy on immigration. According to a top South Korean official, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will soon meet with North Korean officials to discuss the next step in the denuclearization deal. The official was unsure as to when the next negotiations would begin. As you recall, President Trump said last week after reaching an agreement with North Korea's Kim Jong-un that he wanted things to move quick. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, hey! And Hotels.com rewards me basically hey! Everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront hey! Suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com hey! Lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start hey! A conga, apparently it's impossible hey! To stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where hey! I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. Hey! You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
A fifth illegal immigrant has died from their injuries suffered in a rollover accident 100 miles southwest of San Antonio, Texas. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
U.S. Border Patrol agents and sheriff deputies were trying to stop the Chevy Suburban, but the vehicle sped away traveling at 100 miles an hour when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. I spoke to reporter Jaffney Gray of San Antonio's KSAT TV 12.
During that impact, several people were ejected, 14 people total inside of the vehicle, including a driver and a passenger who were both U.S. citizens, and the rest were undocumented immigrants.
I'm John Clemens.
A majority of voters over the age of 50 in Florida approve of President Trump. That's according to a new poll out by Politico and the AARP. The poll found that 52% of voters 50 plus approve of President Trump, while 44% do not approve and 4% had no opinion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free